Random House Audiobooks presents I Love You, Ronnie by Nancy Reagan.
Christmas, 1980. It was perhaps the most important turning point in all of our lives. We were due to leave for Washington in just a few days, and we both had a lot of things on our mind. They were different things, but still, they were there, and they preoccupied us. We'd been thrilled by the campaign and election night, and now we were planning for our new lives. Ronnie was thinking about all that it would mean to become president. He had always been very clear about his positions and where he wanted the country to go, but the idea of actually sitting in the Oval Office was daunting. I, on the other hand, was packing, getting ready to move us to Washington, clearing out closets and cleaning out the carport, which over the years I had filled with baskets and more baskets. Christmas was Christmas, nevertheless. We were there at home in California. Ronnie's thoughts were of those closest to him. Our family, gathered around us for one last celebration in our house in Pacific Palisades. It was a strange time. The last time we would ever have Christmas together in the house where Ronnie and I had raised our children and built our lives. On Christmas Day, our children and their families, plus Ronnie's brother Moon and his wife Bess, came to dinner. We exchanged presents. Ronnie made a toast, as he always did, and he summed up, I think, what we all felt. "This toast is for all of us," he said. "Not for what we're about."